The Little Boat, a children's meditation written and recorded by Vicky Gadd. I would like for you to find a comfortable place to sit down. You may even wish to lie down for this meditation. Have the beautiful rose quartz crystal in the palm of your hand. And now place it on your stomach. Hold it there if you're sitting, and just place it there if you're lying down. Take some lovely, long, deep breaths now. Have awareness that every time you take a deep breath, you'll see and feel your tummy rising up. Breathe into the crystal that is placed on your tummy and see it rising up and down with each calm, deep breath you take. Feel yourself gradually relaxing further and deeper into your chair or your bed. Feeling very calm, settled, and safe. We're going to go on a beautiful journey together. Just like me reading you a story, but you're going to come back feeling cleansed, happy, and very safe. I would like for you now to imagine that you're walking in an open field, making the most of the very last days of summer. You can feel the air getting cooler all around your body as you walk further and further through this beautiful open field. The grass is tickling your knees as you walk through. You can look up and see the brilliant blue sky above, just gently dotted with soft, fluffy clouds. Keep walking, feeling the long grass as you walk through it. You now notice just ahead of you, there is a long, winding river. The closer you get, you can begin to hear the gentle lapping of the water as it curves round the edges of this crystal clear river. You notice there is a small boat tethered just at the side of this river. And there is a person standing by this boat. As you get closer, you realize that this person is your guardian angel. They are asking you to come forward now, for you're going to go on a journey together in this little boat. As you walk towards your guardian angel, you now realize that you have a very heavy backpack on. As you go over towards the boat to get in, your angel talks with you and tells you that this backpack is too heavy for you to travel with in this little boat. Before you get on, you need to take some things out of your backpack. Unzip it. And you can see that it's filled with so much stuff. Really heavy things. Most of them aren't yours. They are mostly worries and just stuff felt you needed to hold in your backpack. But this is just weighing you down. Time to get rid of some things. Keep taking more and more things out of your heavy backpack until your angel tells you that you can now get into the boat. She untethers it from the side, gets in with you, and you begin to float down this beautiful, bendy, crystal clear river. Your angel sits with you. You feel the love coming from her and know you are completely safe as you go on this beautiful journey together. You're not in the boat very long when you then begin to see a small tropical island coming up ahead. The river gently stops right before the island. Angel tells you it's time to get out. Jump into the water. It only goes up to your ankles now. Feel the cooling sensation of it on your legs. And step onto the shore of this amazing, magical island. Your angel tells you that this is your place. There is only you and her now on this island. You can go and run, find and discover things. It's full of magical creatures, fruits and nuts that you've never tasted before. Everything is filled with wonder and magic. Even smells different. You feel so excited and alive. Go and discover everything on this island. Your angel will always be with you, always keeping you safe. Go and explore. Have fun. Spend as long as you wish on this island, for this is your time to do whatever you need to do. Scream high from the hilltops, roll down grassy hills, taste the wonderful fruits, make friends with the beautiful creatures that are so friendly and gentle that live on this island. No worries or fears exist on this magical island. You are free to do whatever you wish or need to do. When you feel ready, when it's time to come home, go back towards the beach, where your little boat is waiting for you. Your angel is still by your side. Just before you get into the boat, she tells you that you are to now go and find 3 treasures. Treasures that you are to bring home with you. The first one is a feather. The second, a beautiful piece of rough rose quartz crystal, and the third, an acorn. Go now and discover them in the island. They're not too far away from you. They're very close by. Once you've discovered all 3 of these beautiful treasures. Bring them back to your angel. You can now step into the boat and begin to travel down the river back to your field. As you're gently bobbing along in the water of the river, your angel asks to see the treasures. Firstly, take out your feather. Your angel now tells you that this feather is to remind you that your angel is always with you. Take out your piece of rough rose quartz, and your angel tells you that every time you have this rose quartz in your hand or your pockets, you will always be surrounded by pure love. And lastly, take out your vibrant green acorn with its little brown hat on. Your angel tells you that this acorn is to remind you of the magnificent strength that you can have inside a small little tiny thing. Enough strength and power to grow into a huge oak tree. When we get back to the field, you can step out of the boat with your angel and put your treasures in your backpack. They are the only things you need in there today, and they will always be with you, reminders of the most amazing day you've spent with your angel. And know that you can go back to this magic island anytime you want to, and you will always have your feather, crystal, and acorn with you to remind you of the most amazing day you spent with your angel. Thank you for joining me on this meditation, and I hope you go on to have the best day.